Hi, everybody. Well, today is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. And the date today, if you're listening live, is September 24th, 2016. We're on Station 2, and we'll be going to the Light Ship probably in about 40 minutes. So let's do some clearing here for the date. In case you're recorded to the date from your distant past, memories, etc. Here we go, releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And let's bring in the light beams. So as many as you like to have up on your monitor screen, you can do that, or one big one, or maybe you have a few extra monitors. So these are the male energies coming in, and now coming in six. So it used to be threes, now they're in sixes. So here they come. You're going to maybe feel a little more presence of them. One, two. In fact, I'll just increase the energy with stronger. So stronger, 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 stronger. Yeah. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 stronger. I want them to really come in. Stronger, 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 stronger. There we go. And stronger. Okie doke, everybody. And let's see what's happening now. We're going to bring in an energy to help release one of your situations that you're dealing with. So here we go. And releasing that from you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Okie doke. Oh, let's release aliens that are trapped here, stuck here. And here we go. Might be one yourself. You're releasing the energy, so stronger. And I'll count to 100 here in a minute. So stronger, 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 stronger. There we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, so we'll turn it over to Kathy. Kathy, are you there? I mean, not Kathy, Anne. Anne's here tonight. Well, Anne.
Yes, I'm here. Hello, Ron, and welcome everyone listening. It is Saturday night this evening, which means it's Saturday night live on the Light Ship later. Ron will be bi-locating us to Creation Light Ship for a physical healing, so you might want to think about what you'd like healed tonight, what your request will be ahead of time. And also, you can send us any requests for rooms. We've already gotten some requests because people know what we're up to on Saturday nights. So it's something in nature, or let's see, you know, there's a hot tub room and some different healing. There's some kind of mud healing rooms, whatever, you know, you think you'd like to do on the lightship tonight, just send those in. And tomorrow, just to remind everyone, there's an 8-hour healing call where you can actually spend 8 hours on Creation Lightship with Ron. There's more information about that on his website. It starts at 10 a.m. Pacific time. So hope to see some of you on that call tomorrow and see you on the lightship. So, Ron, last night you and Kathy had some, dare I say, fun reading a lot of people's experiences with clones. And we have a few more that Kathy didn't get to, so I thought I'd start that with reading those tonight. Is that okay?
Sounds very good to
me. Okay. Oh, before we start that, though, I just wanted to comment. The healing you did for us when the show started, clearing, I should say, was very powerful tonight. And did you take out a lot of aliens?
Yeah, a lot of them left, yes. Uh-huh.
I had a feeling. Are we making any kind of dent?
Well, yeah, I guess we are. kind of hard to describe, you know, how much is going on or happening, you know.
Okay.
They're still here, so it doesn't matter, you know, what we do. We just need to get rid of them. So as long as there's, you know, ones hanging on, causing problems, it doesn't necessarily matter, you know, too much because they're still doing stuff. So we can get rid of, you know, a couple thousand of them, but they can... There can still be more coming in. So anyway, that's the problem that we have.
Okay. Well, that's unfortunate. I thought maybe less were coming in, at least. But okay. All right. So I'll share some of these clone messages that people sent in. The first one is, last year, my daughter and I were eating out at a Mexican restaurant. We asked the waitress if we could have some lemon slices to put in the water, and she said, oh, I'll have to check on that. Then she came back to the table and said, sorry, I asked, but we do not sell lemon water. She had not a clue.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure any restaurant, you know, any time will put lemon in your water. Okay. And the next one. I went to the store the other day, two stores actually. The second store doesn't carry hydrogen peroxide. At the checkout, I thought I'd make small talk with the cashier. I asked why this second store didn't carry peroxide. He said, I don't know. When I brought up the fact that otherwise it would be possible to do all my shopping there, he asked what I was talking about. I reminded him of the peroxide, to which he asked, what is that? I explained the various uses for peroxide, and he said again, oh, so it's not food? We mainly carry only food items. I looked around and saw many non-food items in the store. He appeared to be around mid-30s, and I walked away thinking this was a clone.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah. I think that's kind of basic. And there's one more. Really interesting. Ron, I have clone experiences beyond the superficial hellos and how are yous that have been relayed. It makes sense because I am a manager and over the last few years have had to upgrade my employee manual with things I have never seen or imagined, like basic grooming, very basic safety precautions, manners and behaviors with the public that I thought were common sense. Seems there's only one way to do things with clones. They can't imagine another possibility, but are willing to let me convince them. I also have to add more supervision. I notice businesses that do not have a visible manager on duty or a current review of its business practice could use some improvement in many areas. So that's someone who really is on the front lines dealing with the clones every day.
Yeah. Bad, you know.
Yeah. Okay. So last week, I believe it was Wednesday, Ron, you asked people to write in about how they feel about dealing with other people and interacting with other people, and we have a couple of responses to that.
Oh, great.
The other night, Ron asked for a survey of we, the listeners, how we interact, do we interact much with people? I concur. I don't like being around people. I definitely avoid anyone who is associated with drama. I actually don't want to go out and do anything, especially after I get home from work. I'd rather stay home. To most people, I'm probably pretty boring. I'll go out to dinner occasionally with a friend. I just don't want to do anything. I suspect that's a side effect of doing the clearings.
Well, it's not a bad thing. As far as a side effect, you're more conscious. That's the whole thing, you know. You want to be slimed and having energies attached to you, cord you, or do you choose not to? Remember, it's probably your body not wanting to go, okay? Remember, the mind will do anything, but your body is probably putting the brakes on. Because it's finally getting peaceful. And your body is not you. The you that I'm talking to is your spirit. And your body is there just to be a medium to be here for your spirit. And the body has all these experiences. And there are experiences that your body probably does not want to go through. But when the mind control is so strong, your body is forced to do that. And that's probably what we're looking at, and why the body might not, maybe it might want to get tired, maybe it might have some kind of little excuse of why it chooses not to do something. Whatever it is, it's the body. So you can't say that, you know, you're thinking about not doing this, okay? It's your body that's probably running your life, and it doesn't want to do that, okay? So you need to look at it differently. So, you know, remember, your emotions run you. And if your emotional body is cleaned out, then what's running you next? What energetic body? Remember, you switch out to the next one. It's much like people who have addictions. And so my understanding is like with the AA people, once they get rid of drinking, next addiction is smoking. So everybody's smoking. I don't know if they have a smoking thing or not, but that doesn't, you know, pertain to me whatsoever. But remember, you exchange one addiction for the next one. So when your body's going through stuff and it gets cleaned out, especially your energetic bodies, then the next one will pop up. And when the next one pops up, then that's what you're working with. So to say it a little differently, you know, you eventually, once you clean out your energetic bodies, then you're at peace, and you may not want to go out there and do the drama and trauma scene. You just want to become peaceful. Back to you, Anne.
Okay, great. Thank you, Ron. Another person wrote in, since I have been doing the healings, I am a complete recluse. I do not even go outside because I do not need to. The feeling of being connected to your true self is like always being in nature, and I have no need to be a part of any negative things or dwell in past or mind-created programs.
Yeah, sort of the same, you know, as before, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, same thing. I know that a lot of people have written in the same thing, you know, Ron, over the time, you know, for a while now. Excuse me, but a lot of people feel that way, I feel. And some people feel upset, actually, about it. Like they think this is bad or there's something wrong with me, but I don't think so. Right, Ron?
Well, you know, nothing's wrong with being peaceful. Only if you're judging it as being wrong.
Right.
Oh, back to you.
Okay, so somebody's asking for clarification about clearing ourselves of bitterness. And I know you did a healing on the show, Ron, one time, and you may have forgotten, but it was quite powerful, you said, like, wow, we really all needed this bitterness clearing. So their question is, I'm clearing bitterness on the special generic healing. Did you also say to run this after our names in the whole lifetime clearings?
I don't remember.
I think you did. I think that is correct. That just put by our name, let's say you're doing the emotional healing, and then just write your name and bitterness. And I guess run it through the whole life again. Like you've said to do depression now, and also shackles and vortexes.
Okay.
After our name in the whole life healings. Okay. So I keep hearing Ron say to clear the object, but I can't find that clearing on the website. Well, it is on the lower left. It's on the list. Let me see if I can see it right now. I don't know if you can put in object in the search or not, but if you keep going down on the left side, there's a long list of healings on Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com, and it says personal divine activations at the top of the heading, and the second one is personal object activation. That's where you want to go. And you can, if you've never done it, you might want to do it for a week and clear a whole lot of things in your house during the week. Or you can do one object for $1 anytime. And you'll find the water clearing there as well if you want to do some water charging. Okay. So someone else is asking for clarification, Ron. On last night's show, Kathy brought up the clone to light infusion process that you give out for free to anyone who requests it. There are actually three alien free clearings that you give out. So if anyone hasn't received those yet, you can send an email request to clsquestions@yahoo.com. So again, someone's asking for clarification. Is this for us or another person? That's the clone to light, Ron.
Either way, you know, I put it up typically because people, you know, need that for their friends or maybe their husband or wife or somebody. Going a step further, there are people that say, you know, I think I'm going to do it for myself. So when I first heard one person say that, it came as a question. I went, wow, that's pretty cool. And you will feel different. So there's no reason, you know, not to do it on yourself. So back to you.
I know. I think it was at the beginning of, I don't know if it was this year, this 2016 or 2015, Ron, that you suggested that we run that on ourselves like nonstop for several months. So I know a lot of people were doing that. Here's another one answering your survey about doing things. I am becoming myself very reclusive, as I simply can't relate to most people around me at all. I'm often at peace, but also still feel at times a little lonely, a shadow of vague depression and dissatisfaction with life here. This person's from the UK, by the way. Also, as I have to leave family and old friends to go far away for work, I talk to my spirit a lot and Ron. Also, even old friends I find I contact less as they are not very open to who I am now and just seem to repeat endlessly their old paths and ideas. I realize listening to them how far I have moved on since knowing Ron these past few months only. Thank you all so much.
Yeah, this path is not a, it's a lonely path, only because you're seeking peace. And if you look at the people around there, you know, people party for the weekend, you know, they can't wait to live for the weekend because they're caught in that emotional trauma, drama, and excitement of life, but there's no peace there. So they're exchanging and choosing to be caught up in duality instead of being caught up in peace. And like I say, if everybody on the planet did the mind to heart drop, we would have peace here. And there would be no more duality, and the aliens would probably find some place else to go to, as long as people would not emit their energies from their state of duality. But that's how we, you know, why I would suggest to have the planet, at least the humans, and the clones and everybody else healed, would be from, you know, by doing the mind to heart drop. So back to you.
Okay. Somebody has wrote in about the gray skies clearing, which is one of Ron's free healings on his website. And they're saying, I run the gray skies clearing mostly all the time, 24/7. You did ask if somebody had interesting photos of the clouds breaking up. They were at first concerned, I guess, that if there was a, it showed a hole in the clouds, they didn't want to stand out with the people that live around them and have people maybe notice that something was going on. I don't know if that's going to happen with all the clones that are around as we've been discussing, but so I see clear skies away from it. So sometimes there are clouds are being thinned or clearing near where they live. And now, oh, I think now sometimes they see this clear sky farther away. The first time I tried the clearing, we had no clouds. And then the next day it looked like ice cubes broken up way high. I knew it worked. You asked if I have a photo, and I have no way to take a photo. Thank you, Ron. So I guess they have, I think they're trying to say, actually, that they've seen the gray skies clearing working, but sometimes a cloud stays over their apartment and doesn't seem to move.
Oh. And normally when the light's terminating something, the clouds will not move. So seeing that a little differently, if you're having an experience where it's windy out and the light is working to take these clouds away because they're causing problems to people beneath them, the light will freeze the clouds, freeze that formation of clouds, whatever word you want to use there, freeze that program, and it can be windy. We're watching the trees, you know, having wind. It could be a 20-mile-an-hour wind. Clouds will not move. And then they'll start to disappear. So having one stick around for a while, I don't know what to say about that, you know. But that's what normally happens when you do a clearing. And I was mainly talking about the clouds. Anybody has seen the ones that look like broken ice, chunks of ice. Like safety glass being broken, that's what you may find after you do these clearings of either timeline crashing and the gray sky clearing. Either one can cause that, which means that the timeline that this information was on, the program is being destroyed, and you're seeing the bits and pieces of the program as it's not connected to each other. Where before it would be one continuous run of information which would manifest whatever way the aliens wanted it to show itself in the clouds. And when the timelines are broken up or disintegrated, the information is not connected to each other, so you're going to be seeing bits and chunks and pieces that looks like, you know, shard glass or safety glass being broken, or, you know, like ice cubes up there not connected to anything. But that's the way it looks. So back to you.
Okay. Question about timelines, Ron. Could people be on a remote timeline where they don't know about bad things they do to others? Could an associate be on a timeline that indicates you do bad things to them, even though you don't? Are there remote...
That's a typical situation with timelines, so you may not even know that you're on another timeline. And
okay.
It's not that, you know, it's bad, it's just the way it is. So you can't beat yourself up because you're not in the present moment and you're on a timeline. At least you have tools that you can use to get yourself back into the present moment. Well, you know, like I said, if you feel things are going too slow for you, you know, you're hitting every red light, cars are cutting you off, just things aren't working for you, then automatically you should understand that you're not in the now. You're being interfered with. And really it's trying to make you frustrated. That's what happens. So they can pull more energy from you. So you want to do your clearings, do the mind to heart drop, maybe pull over and let the timeline go by you, you know, and do the mind to heart drop a few times and get back on the road again. And or, you know, in your workplace, just take a break. Get off of that timeline. Get away from what you're doing because that's a program. Then from there, you're probably going to be able to come in and do what you want to do in the now, and the whole day will change for you.
I've been working on changing my routine, Ron, because you told us to do that before, and I noticed that it's easy to fall back into habits. Just little things like when you get up and, you know, if you always go immediately to the bathroom, don't do something else first, or if you always brush your teeth, don't do something, make your coffee first and then brush your teeth, whatever. Because it's interesting that you can slip back into that being, I guess it's unfortunately somewhat robotic, right? And the aliens might be making plans for you for your day, and if you kind of trick them and do different things all the time, that's better.
Yes, that is correct. Yeah, because it takes, remember, that they know your sequence because they gave you that sequence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when you wake up in the morning, they're giving you a brand new program to follow, but it may be one like you did earlier because that's easy for them to replicate. So if you have a regular routine, whatever that is, you know, the old days it would be the three S's, you know. Not that that's appropriate now, maybe, but if you're older, you know what that is, anyway, or man, anyway. So maybe women, too, who knows. But anyway, you know, just change your sequence of that.
Right.
So that's the whole thing. Get out of that sequence. And you're going to find that the aliens will get confused. You might even be confused yourself because you're now freed up from a program. You go, geez, what do I do next? You know, I used to make coffee. Do I want to have orange juice instead or something, you know, or just water? Because you're going to be off the program, and you may find yourself behaving different. And, you know, your mind may be like, going, hey, what are you doing to me, you know? We don't do this every day. Your body may go, whippy. Having fun now. I don't have to have that routine of stuff that I normally would have, you know. Anyway, back to you.
Okay. Somebody sent in a really great suggestion for speaking of the object clearings. I clear my fast food by this. On the custom box, write in fast food, and in the activation box, write, remove everything to make spiritually stabilized, mentally pure, and physically healthy. Works very well. Enjoy that McDonald's.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, yeah.
That is a really great suggestion. Thank you. So, okay, another question about timeline crashes. If I want to run 30,000 timeline crashes, can I run them continuously if I put continuously after my name? I have four laptops and want to know if I can run them without starting or stopping them.
Also, now we have information on that. Maybe you could send that person that information.
Right, right.
Somebody wants to know about it. That's what I would suggest.
Yeah, there are two things. There are the tips as to how to do the healings with all the different laptops. And also how to do the timeline crashes. I know I just sent out to someone earlier on August 16th, we discussed pretty in-depth about how to do the new advanced timeline crash that Ron offers on his website. So that's a Friday, August 16th. And then the person also has a question. Ron says timeline crashes are only a Band-Aid. Please ask him to elaborate on this. I don't have a lot of other whole life clearings to fix problems.
Well, a timeline, the only reason why you are on a timeline is because you have an issue with something, okay? So let's just say that you're on, since somebody mentioned fast food, so you're now on the fast food timeline, and that's all that the aliens want you to eat is fast food. So is that good? Well, it could be good. It's bad. Well, it could be bad, too. Maybe you want to do something else, but you can't because you are on the fast food timeline. So that's the fast food timeline to hell. So you have really no choice there in the matter because you're on these timelines, and it's being copied and pasted on you forever. So how do you find out what your problem is? Well, maybe at that point, since you're doing this, I would say you probably have a problem with the whole life situation of addictions or maybe even entities. So then you want to look at it and say, yeah, I'm eating this continuously, the same product, you know, every day. I really love to buy, you know, three French fries and one extra salt on it, and I want to have ketchup on it, and I get this, and I love it. It's great, but it may not be healthy for me, but, you know, I'm addicted to it, and I'm on this timeline. So naturally, when it gets to be, we'll just say you do this at 9 o'clock at night. So it comes to be 9 o'clock at night, and you got to run out, get in your car, drive to get your little reward for the day because you feel that, yeah, life is too hard here and I need this reward of my triple French fries. And you start wondering, why am I doing this? Well, it's on a timeline. They're giving you a timeline that you're, you know, running continuously. Well, then you want to look further. Why are you on that timeline? And like I said, it could be an addiction timeline. It could be entities. So you want to do a whole lifetime clearing for that, because the problem now that you're dealing with is an addiction. And the aliens just switched it over to put you on a timeline because they know that you're an addictive person, and this is what they gave you. Can you add more to this, and to maybe, add a few more words to what I'm saying? Why you need to do other clearings? Because you need to find out what the original first cause energy is, and why they stuck you on a timeline. So back to you, Ann.
Well, if you think about it like that, there's something that might really extremely bother me, another person, it wouldn't even be a blip for them. So I think it has to do with being somewhat self-aware. So if you're on a timeline, I don't know. I mean, I guess if something's upsetting you, bothering you, gone wrong, there's going to be a component. And is it mental? Is it emotional? Is it anxiety? Because it's really good to put on whatever whole life healings you have while you're doing the timeline crash with the same subject in it. That's what I try to do. And you can't do them all the time. I mean, even if you have a lot, you can only do, you know, a few at a time, especially if you're also doing the timeline crashes. But it just bolsters it. And I guess I can understand if you're completely not clear, if you haven't even done the emotional clearing, I really see that, well, you might get off some timelines, but it's not going to really improve your life. Right?
Yep. And I'll kind of go a little step further here. Let's just say that you have this compulsion to use hot sauce a lot, okay? You love hot sauce. So with my personal experience, I don't normally use a lot of hot sauce because I want to taste what I'm eating. I could be wrong at this here, but typically if you put a lot of hot sauce in, you don't know what you're eating because your mouth is burning and it took away, you know, the taste and the flavor of what you're eating, but you can have that addiction. So you could be eating dog food and they could tell you that it's fish or something, you know, you wouldn't know what it is because that's what's happening. That makes sense to you, Ann? Because it's just another way of looking at how the aliens can trick you and make you do something.
Right. So
back
I guess it's worth evaluating anything that we think is a habit. Just, you know, every day at 4 o'clock you take a walk to go get your mail or whatever. You know, don't do that. just. You know, if you just pay attention maybe to every little thing you do for a while and break your habits, that would be worthwhile.
Right.
Okay. So one of our wonderful, helpful listeners has sent in, I found this list of words that have to do with education. They felt very heavy to me. I am clearing them on the natal barcode and on the keyword intercept clearing. And feel free to pass along. So thank you very much, listener. So she's created a list or found a list of, gosh, probably 50 words that would be really great to clear. And some of them, well, this listener commented that in general it just felt heavy to her, but certain words might, kind of back to what we were just talking about, certain words might affect you or touch you more than others. So you might want to do even more than just clearing them on the natal barcode and the alien keyword intercept. It's really a terrific list, and you might have an emotional reaction to some. You might want to do them on, let's see, maybe the self-empowerment, but it's a really great list. And she makes a note, too, that the word education and the word vocational are both five-vowel words. So if people would like that, please send an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and I'll send this list out to you after the show, with, of course, not giving away who the person was who sent it. But I forgot to mention the education clearing. It would be good to clear words that have to do with education on the education clearing, right, Ron?
That is correct. Uh-huh.
Or especially if any of them, you know, struck you as something that bothered you. Ooh, like testing. that's probably not a good one for a lot of people. So anyway, we will save that and send that out to anyone who would like it. And it's almost quarter of, Ron. Do you want to go to the lightship, or shall I do a few more emails?
We have more, then we'll go.
Okay. Someone wrote in, a look at autumn harvest. Ron, I find the word harvest interpreted in other ways. Where I live in Italy, September is the month when the Italian countryside is swarming with people and tractors carrying baskets of hand-picked grapes to the wineries. It is harvest time. Some religions hold a harvest festival in the late summer. Could this mean we are being harvested too?
Mm-hmm. Well, when you have a ritual going on or a celebration, very possibly you could be harvested, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. And, so someone wrote in, I'm not sure if I understand this. Interesting how the dates always count down in energy. 1 through 12 is being numbered, but if it was 12 to 1, you would feel a lot better, probably. I know you do the mind-to-heart drop with the numbers going backwards, Ron. Unfortunately, that's all.
I do that because, you know, a lot of people, the mind will focus on the thought, and so now you're watching them go down, and you can actually feel the thought from the mind energy connected to the mind going down. And then when you get done, maybe after the first, I do it three times, only because some people need to have it more. Normally, a couple times is probably adequate, but I always do it three. And after the third one, like, everything is released. You probably only have maybe, I'll say maybe a half a dozen thoughts that are running. Maybe one's up front, and you may have five in the background waiting to pop up. And you can kind of tell that because you're doing something that you enjoy doing. Then all of a sudden, you get triggered to do something else. Or somebody else triggers you. It's in all that other thoughts in place. And you don't have too many of those happening. When I do emotional healings for people at the expos, if they pick on or select, say, 10 incidences of their emotional problems in their whole lifetime, when I get done, they're so much lighter and their eyes are sparkling. You know, like I said, life is good. I go, yeah, wow, you know. Because they're running 10 of these energies that's weighting them down, and they really can't look at anything else after that, typically, because they feel like the pot is emptied. You know, they could have millions of them, but what they're working with and dealing with in their backpack is maybe only 10 things. And that's sort of how you have to look at what's going on, you know, and where are you with this energy? You know, that's one thing is, you know, what are you running? How much is it affecting you? How is it consuming you? You wake up every day thinking of this problem that you're dealing with. You know, you shouldn't have those problems. You should just be in neutral. You don't never want to bring yesterday's the garbage and trash into today's reality. That's the worst thing that you can do. But many people do that. And their fear does that, which is the main thing. People's fears come into this reality from the past. And, you know, you're looking at your past history or her story of your life, and it deals with memories. So the memories are the problems that you're dealing with. That's one easy way to say it. And how do the memories come to you? So I guess we can go to the light ship now. Do you have anything else we could do, Anne, before we go to the light ship?
Well, do we all feel all present and ready? And I hope everyone has thought of one physical thing they'd like worked on tonight so you can ask the light beings. Imagine that you are with the most knowledgeable doctor in the universe, because that is the case. But if you don't say anything, the doctor will just say, hi there, and enjoy your company. Is that a good way to put it, Ron? You have to ask,
of something that's bothering you.
Right, and you should either say it out loud or write
it
down.
Say it out loud and ask your body to accept the healing energy.
Right.
Here we go, everybody. I guess we'll start here. So, Sony Works live on the program. And if you're listening to an archive, you're going to feel the peace energy. And don't try to psychically go to where we're going to or anything else, because if you do, you're going to the dark side universe. So here we go, going up. And you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're there now. So we have a few rooms listed here. So let's first go to the hot tub room. And this is where we're going to have some energies released from us to detoxify our bodies. I want to go into the floating magnet room and also the pain release room. Okay, now we'll see what people want to go into. So here we go. We have the deer room. So you can select your deer. And there's always three of them coming to you. And you're going to be asking and requesting these deers to help facilitate a healing for you. So here we go. Get out loud. So here comes the deer energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Somebody's requesting a room with magnesium. So we'll see what that's like. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next we have white whales. And here they come, stronger, 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 and stronger. Oh, boy, doing a good job. Somebody must have got a nice healing there. So here we go. Now we're going to the dolphins. And the different colors, so you can select the different color dolphins. There's some yellow ones. Let's go to the yellow dolphins. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Request your healing out loud. And we have people who like palm trees, so here we go, palm tree room. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we have the gold room. Well, it's like gold dust. So stronger, stronger, and stronger. And one more room before we come back will be the silver room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Hopefully you're doing wonderful. Let's come back. Here you're bi-located. Coming back down with your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Thanks so much. I just wanted to remind everyone again that there's an 8-hour call tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific time, and you can still sign up for that and join us. When the person requested the magnesium room, I was wondering if that is a person who's been coming on the shows, or rather the calls, because you have been doing a charging of magnesium calcium water the past couple of months, I think, now. And I wonder if people are feeling the effects of that. You added that in. You, Ron always charges 5 or 6 waters at the beginning of the call, well, throughout the day, actually. And you'll do a pain water and a copper water and mouthwash water and skin misting water. And you'll throw in a couple of others, detox. And then, as I said, you've been doing calcium magnesium. So I wonder if anyone's been noticing any physical changes or improvements from since you added that in.
Yeah, that'd be good to know, yeah.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, I'm sorry, listeners, somebody sent in a request for a room, and I got it too late. But next week, every Saturday is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, so hopefully you'll be listening again and request it for next week. Okay, I'm getting requests for that list that I mentioned. So that's good. And, okay, sorry. Hi, Ron and the audience. What topics can I write in on the unlimited mental clearing? Thanks for your input. Well, that'd be interesting. We could put together another big, long list of words.
Now, normally what you'd put in is what you're dealing with. Okay, so let's we'll just talk about why you would buy an unlimited clearing. It's not necessarily to put everything in the world in the unlimited clearing. That could cause you probably more problems than anything else. Okay? All you're bringing up, all you're putting in is what you're dealing with and what, you know, crossed your reality, you know, what came into your life with, you know, say, the, you know, that type of clearing. So on a mental clearing, you know, it's going to be, you know, what happened to you today mentally that shouldn't have happened, okay? And then you put that down. You don't write a bunch of stuff in there because it's already dormant in you. You don't want to bring up all this stuff because there's no reason to. Well, you don't go in there and just start writing whatever you feel and think about. You only write down what you are dealing with at the present moment that triggered you. So does that help help you, Ann, with answering that one question for that person?
Yes, yes. Yeah, I guess the words are, you know, these lists of words that we have are for the natal barcode and the alien keyword. And then if those words trigger you, you might want to clear them, like, or, you know, even ask yourself, I don't know if you want to ask yourself how, why or something, but, you know, then you could do those words. So I guess in that case, we don't really want to have a list of words to clear, right?
No, and it's the words that are pushing your buttons or triggering you.
Right. Then you clear them.
That's why you have the unlimited. So you're current with the situation that that word means to you. Well, let's just say that you did the whole lifetime clearing. And like I always mention, you go off into the woods. You don't hear anything for a week as far as TV or radio. You don't meet any people because they're not there. Then, you know, the clearing is completed 100%. And we'll pick another person. Another person does the whole lifetime clearing. And they have, you know, 20 people who are strictly into drama and trauma, excitement and everything else. And when you meet them, they will probably trigger you with something. Not everybody, but maybe one or two people might trigger you. And then you go, uh-oh, what do I do now? I was cleaned. I wasn't slimed by anybody until I saw these people. Now I'm slimed. I don't feel very well. I got a stomachache or something, you know. I know how I used to react, and I'm not reacting as much, but they got me. Well, now you find out what it was, what word it is that they said, what reaction you've been through, and then from there, you clear it out of your life by doing the unlimited clearing. If you're not triggered by these people, that's great. That means that they're not bringing up stuff. They will try their darndest to get you back into the group again because you're going to be there, and your psychic billboard, by doing the clearing, will probably be, you know, zeroed out, and I can't guarantee that, but typically it should be. For at least a short time, and it's zeroed out, and they're not going to, they're going to go, wow, what's wrong with this person here? You know, they're not responding to me the way they used to, or they may read you as an outsider now, and they want to bring you back into the clan, or they want to herd you back in, you know, and you're way, long ways away. That's why you have the unlimited. That's the only reason. You don't find problems or think about things to clear. You know, it's kind of much like the death barcode. I have people send me information. They say, Ronnie, you said I had 5 death barcodes a few years ago. Did I pick up anything new? I'll say, yeah, maybe you got one or two or something, you know. You don't want to go in there and start clearing out because you think you're going to be dying someday. That you know, you go, oh, shit, I want to clear off 50 death barcodes. I want to live for another, you know, 25 years, so I'm going to start clearing off 50 of them. Well, you're bringing in energy of what the aliens were trying to do to you. Now you're like waving the flag. And they're wondering, why is this person doing all these empty death barcodes? They must want to have barcodes put on them. Remember, the law of cause and effect. You're going forward, creating a problem. And you may wonder, gee, now I'm really heavy. I'm having all these problems. My heart's hurting. My leg's hurting, you know, and this and that. Well, you brought it upon yourself by doing something that you, you know, weren't supposed to be doing. So you don't want to go in and recreate something or bring something forward. Remember, your DNA is fine. Once you clear it out, it's good to go. And, you got probably, trillions upon trillions of thoughts in you. You're not going to ever clear all of them out of you. All you want to do is clear the ones that are activated and active, causing you to behave a certain way. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Great. Thank you. Okay, someone wrote in, the trip to the lightship was awesome, awesome, awesome. And they go on to say, magnesium is so depleted, and topical is the fastest method of absorption. Thank you. So that's very interesting, because when I've been charging that magnesium and calcium water, I usually drink it. So that's a very interesting idea, to maybe ask for your skin misting water to be magnesium. Do you think that's a good idea too, Ron?
Yeah, if you wish to, that could be done. Normally, the skin misting water will help to neutralize everything with you. So you could try it and just see what happens. I can't say it'll be beneficial or not, but you could try it, you know.
Right. Okay. Here's an interesting question. Self-forgiveness. What is the best clearing to help forgive yourself for a past mistake or regret?
Oh, it could be an entity bothering you. You know, entities are emotional bodies of other people coming to you. So if you're having a regular day, you know, maybe, you know, you're doing something, right? And all of a sudden this thought creeps in. All of a sudden this thought is showing you this regret that you did, okay? Well, did you bring that thought to yourself? Were you thinking of that thought? No, it just crept in. Well, what's making it creep in? It's not you. Oh, it's probably an entity. And maybe you harmed somebody that died, and that emotional body doesn't like you any longer, and it goes, ah, this person is at peace. They're doing something they really like doing. Now I'm going to come in and cause them havoc because I need energy. So I want to make them feel very guilty. So this is what I'm going to do. So it could just be an entity clearing. If you feel bad about doing something, then walk away from that experience. Love it out of your life. You know, it doesn't matter, to anybody, really, except for yourself, what the past is. You shouldn't even worry about the past anyway. So don't dwell upon it. Walk away, Renee. Oh, our next BBS program is on Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific Time. And this is the Healing Highway. And we'll start, we could talk a little bit more, but I wanted to put that in. You know, we mentioned the 8-hour call tomorrow, 10 o'clock Pacific, getting rid of energies of aliens. These are alien energies that are living inside of your body. And we talk about those off and on. You have the octopus energy. Wrapped around your rib cage and your neck and your throat and going around your legs. You have the squid energies. You have the jellyfish. You have the caterpillars in your joints. And you can go in and go to the alien attack page, eliminating aliens, and we have that in there with parasitic life forms. So you could go in there also and clear them out of you. It won't be as good as going on the call, but it will still help you. Because you're on the call for a whole month when you sign up to get on this. That's what the call is about. Make you feel better. And you could have an ache or pain for your whole life, and nobody can find it, and it could be an alien critter in there, you know, having a family and having more kids or things or whatever it is. Then we get rid of it, and, you just got rid of 100 of this organism that's living inside of you, and all of a sudden, whoop, there it went. Pain's gone. So anyway, just a wonderful call to be on. And it's out of the box, so if you're just hearing the program for the first time, you go, oh, I don't know about this here. Well, a lot you don't know. So anyway, and what you don't know could kill you. So, and it does. So let's end the program here. We'll do the mind to heart drop. And here we go. And in your spirit out loud, to take the thoughts inside of your head, drop these thoughts into your heart, where your spirit resides, to neutralize them. So dropping down, and we count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There, now you should be very, very peaceful. So thank you, ladies behind the scenes, for helping. And thank you, listeners, for listening. And our next program will be tomorrow. And then we have a BBS program on Monday, Nation 1, 4 p.m. Pacific. Bye, everybody. Blessings.